You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Watching a sinkhole swallow 8 priceless sports cars. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a new broadband network will deliver the internet to 40 million people in Mexico.
How to Fight the California Wildfires with a Boeing 747 Jumbo Jet by Jack Stewart. The largest and most destructive fire burning in California continues to grow, consuming dry brush as it races not just through but across the canyons north of Los Angeles. Strong winds and dry conditions mean flames can leap large distances, prompting thousands to evacuate their homes. The Thomas Fire has now spread from Ventura County into Santa Barbara County, burning up 230,000 acres, an area larger than New York City and Boston combined. The out-of-control blaze is on track to become one of the largest in California history. So firefighters are using the largest tools they have to tackle it, including one that's more than 200 feet long and does its work from just 200 feet above the ground. We avoid flying through smoke at all costs, but you can smell the fire 200 miles out, even at 20,000 feet, says Marcos Valdez, one of the pilots of the Global Supertanker, a Boeing 747 modified to fight the fiercest of fires. The jumbo jet can drop 19,200 gallons of fire retardant liquid per trip, nearly double the capacity of the next largest air tanker, a McDonnell Douglas DC-10. Fully stocked, the plane weighs in at 660,000 pounds, comfortably under its 870,000-pound max takeoff weight. Step inside, and you'll see that the upper floor looks pretty normal, with a cockpit and a few seats. Head down the stairs to the main floor, though, and you'll see the key changes its owner, Global Supertanker LLC, made when it converted the Japan Airlines passenger plane to a firefighter in 2016. In what looks like the interior of a submarine, you'll find 8 cylindrical white tanks in 2 rows. Holding the fire suppressant liquid in separate tanks means the 747, aka the Spirit of John Muir, can make up to 8 segmented drops on multiple small fires, or put down a solid 2 miles of fire line to try to protect property or contain a fire. The liquid drops through a big hose, through a series of manhole cover-sized circular nozzles under the plane near the back. The plane is based in Colorado Springs, but its owner contracts it out to fire agencies in need. This week it's flying out of Sacramento in the northern part of the state. That's because it can carry so much flame retardant that picking it up in Southern California wouldn't leave enough for the smaller aerial firefighters. Plus, with the 600-mile-per-hour cruise speed, it can reach the perimeter of the Thomas Fire in just 38 minutes. The 747 and other fixed-wing aircraft sat out the early days of the fight against these fires because high wind speeds would have blown their liquid retardant unpredictably off course. Though the pink stuff won't damage people or property, good news for this guy, pilots make an effort to avoid dumping it on firefighters on the ground. The 747 can actually lay such a long line of retardant that it can be used to draw a line to safety for people trapped in a burnover situation, where flames threaten to engulf them. When the super tanker reaches a fire, it doesn't just drop down and fire away. The whole operation is a carefully orchestrated affair. Valdez, the pilot, starts by flying at 1,000 feet up, watching a show-me flight by a lead plane, usually a Rockwell OV-10, Bronco, or Beechcraft King Air. That has likely been in the air for hours, and directs each tanker aircraft exactly where to make its drops, pointing out hazards like power lines or tall rocks over the radio. They're using signals like start at this tree that split, fly on the right flank of the fire, and I want you to stop at this rock that looks like a bear, Valdez says. Then Valdez pushes the yoke forward until he and his crew are flying 200 to 300 feet above the ground, in a jet whose wingspan is just over 200 feet. Valdez plays down the terror, comparing it to driving next to a concrete barrier down the center of a highway. You know it's there, and that one wrong move could kill you, but you just keep your heading and you're cool. The whole drop is over in 10 minutes, and then it's time to head back to Sacramento, making for a two-hour round trip. On Friday, the supertanker performed three drops on the Thomas Fire, each gratefully received by the firefighters trying to stop the flames reaching more property and people.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this broadband network will change millions of lives in Mexico right now.
40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.